faces our returning champion, Phyllis DeLeo from Westmont, Illinois. Stand by to see Phyllis play for a computer valued at $4,295. Tonight on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Mercedes-Benz valued at $28,843 for $610. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $830. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Good evening. And good evening to you. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you here with us. You heard Jay talking about over $100,000 in cash and prizes. Cash jackpot stands now at $56,000. That goes up $1,000 a night until someone hits it. Who knows how high it can go? I know it went up around $80,000 during the daytime. We'll see how it goes at night. This lady may get some of it. We welcome back our champion, Phyllis DeLeo. Hello, Phyllis. Actually, this lady may get all of it, right?
Yeah.
You're confident?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Phyllis put her money in the bank. She decided not to buy a brass bed, and she put $75 in the bank trying to add to her total. She's got to win. She's got to get the money for those bigger and better prizes. And two challengers are going to try to stop her. Summer Bartholomew is going to come out and introduce them. Hello there, Summer. Are you ready to go?
You bet.
You got some good bargains for us tonight.
Very good bargains.
Well, then who
Excellent
do you...
bargains.
Then who are the players?
Our first challenger was a Russian language specialist in the Air Force from La Cañada, California. Let's welcome Nick Shorthorn.
Hi, Nick.
Our second challenger will find humor in any situation from Gardena, California. Here's Randy Tahara.
Hello, Randy. And we'll see you later with those bargains, Summer. Randy, you find humor in any situation. Well, that's very nice, but is there something specific they had in mind?
Well, no, I just thought that we only go through life only once, so why not go through it with a smile?
That makes perfectly good sense, Randy. That's a nice philosophy. Good to have you here. And Nick, a Russian language specialist in the Air Force, I would assume, knowing the military, they probably sent you to Biloxi, Mississippi or something. Then,
Real close. No, they sent me to a remote site for 1 year on top of a mountain in Alaska with 75 other men. That wasn't fun.
Did you find humor in any situation then? Randy, there goes your philosophy down the drain. Good to have you here as well, Nick. Good luck to all three of you. We'll start you off with $20, and we'll start you off with this question. On the popular series, who plays the stuntman known as the Fall Guy? Phyllis.
Lee Majors.
Lee Majors is right. $5 for the correct answer, and Phyllis goes to $25 in the lead. America's Apollo program was designed to send a man where? Randy?
To the moon.
To the moon. That's right. Randy gets five. She goes to 25. From which country did the United States purchase Alaska? Randy?
Russia.
Yeah, you were right near there, Nick, but Randy got it. She goes into the lead at 30. In Shakespeare's version of the Battle of Bosworth, Richard III was willing to give his entire kingdom, Nick?
For a horse.
A horse. My kingdom for a horse. You're right, Nick. You've got five. Go to 25. Chili con carne simply means chili, Randy?
With beans.
What?
With beans.
Oh, no. Con carne with meat, not beans. Yeah, I'm sure it's good with beans, too, but just keep smiling in any situation, Randy. This one's going to cost you $5, so you lose five for the incorrect answer. Hey, it's time now for an instant bargain. Now, the player in the lead can always buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. It's always fascinating when we get in this kind of a situation. We've got a three-way tie. Only one of you can have this. When you hear the lowest sale of the century price, hit your buzzer, and for one of you, this is yours.
Maybe it's time to retire. If that's the case, these five radials may make it easier to do. Compliments of Sale of the Century. It's normally priced at $500. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only
$6. $500 worth of tires. I mean, this is not exactly a diamond necklace here, but everybody could use them, I would think. Five for $6 only. Phyllis, your hand isn't even on the buzzer. You obviously should. $5. $4. I'd like somebody to have them. $2. Going once. Good. Randy will buy them. Enjoy them. Sale surprise goes with it for $2. Where is it? For just $2, you've got $500 worth of tires. She finds humor in any situation. How about this situation? In addition, one, two, three, four, five, six, $700 in cash, Randy. Way to go. Hang on to that for Randy. 12 $100 for just... She's smiling now. Just $2. We'll knock the $2 off your score. That's all it cost you. You're now trailing by two. Enjoy that, Randy. That's nice. Back with us for all three players. Who was he talking to when Tonto said, "Hey, Kemosabe"? Phyllis?
The Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger's right. I love that wording. Hey, Kemosabe. Hey is the Indian word for what's happening. I found that out. You're right, Phyllis. You've added another five. You're into the lead. First time, the champion in the lead. What great city boasts the two cultural landmarks, Lincoln Center and the Metropolitan? Randy?
New York!
Metropolitan Opera House, New York. I thought she was going to sing it there for a moment. Yeah, you're right, Randy. Another five. Randy goes to 28. A certain pond in Massachusetts was home to Henry David Thoreau. Nick?
Walden.
Walden, that's right. We got the best-known book, Walden Pond, and Nick ties Phyllis at 30. Good game. Three very good players. You're playing now for a pick of that Fame Game board. Rather long question. Buzz in when you know a famous character. I am a fictional character who first appeared in print in 1914. I have been the hero of many films and a comic strip. Millions of copies of the books about me have been sold. Randy, take a chance.
Superman!
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. No dollar value, though. You were playing for a pick of the board. You stay at 28. I'll continue and clear the board and continue for Nick and Phyllis. Many books, millions of copies of books about me have been sold and translated into 56 languages. I am depicted as the son of an English nobleman. It was a... Nick?
Tarzan of the Apes.
Yes, Tarzan of the Apes. You are right. You got the pick of the board, Nick. What number looks good?
Let's try number 8.
And behind number 8, we have a laundry center. Frigidaire Skinny Mini Laundry Center. A family-sized washer and dryer in one compact cabinet with water miser control and flowing heat drying system. Furnished by Frigidaire.
That's a terrific prize. $750 worth of laundry.
I have a perfect closet to stick that one in.
Well, that's it's great. $750, that is yours to keep no matter how you finish it. Nick is installing it already, Fred. You watch this. We'll install it for him, all right?
I'm kidding.
I just got back. I was out there with Nick, and we were installing the washer-dryer. Nick's at 30, Phyllis is at 30, and Randy at 28. $2 separate the good players. Back with this. What German term do we use for cabbage, which has been...
Sauerkraut.
Fermented in its own juice, sauerkraut is what it is. Phyllis very quick to the buzzer. She goes at 35. According to the great song of the 60s, a taste of this is a taste, Phyllis?
Honey, much sweeter than wine.
You got it, a taste much sweeter than wine. I was going to say, taste of honey is what we wanted. Nicely anticipated. You go to 40. One of the world's longest rivers shares its name with a race of fierce women.
Phyllis. The Amazon.
In Greek mythology, the Amazon is right 3 in a row with the champion, and she now has a $15 lead. Traditionally, of what metal should an anniversary gift be made? Phyllis?
Gold.
The buzzer I've hit... too late. The buzzer hit first. Ironically, if a couple celebrating the 50th anniversary, I was going to say, you took a little too long to take that chance and it cost you $5. The buzzer clearly hit first, and the judge had to rule against you. Down to 40. However, Phyllis, you do have the lead. You have a $10 lead. You can buy... Oh, Phyllis, look at that.
Phyllis, you'll make life a little more colorful with Sharp's 25-inch remote control color monitor with electronic tuning, channel flashback, and sleep timer. It's furnished by Sharp. This fantastic TV is normally priced at $1,000. Today on sale of the century, chores for only $12.
Oh, Phyllis, do you have anything like this at home?
No.
Yeah, but... 15-year-old daughter. I remember on our last show you didn't buy something she might like.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
She wasn't thinking of her daughter for this. She was thinking of Mama for this. $12. It's a $1,000 beautiful television. I love ties, Phyllis. I'm going to knock $2 off the score. You can have it for 10 bucks and be in a tie with Nick. Going once. Going twice. Phyllis, what are you afraid of? I'll knock another dollar off. You'd be in the lead by a buck if I sold it to you for 9 going once, going twice. No sale. I thought you might like that. Why were you afraid?
It's scary.
Okay. Hanging on to the $10 lead. Back with us. Thresher, Mako, and Hammerhead are three. Nick?
Sharks.
That's what they are. They're three types of sharks. Got a lot of them up there in Alaska, right?
Oh, Nick. They were awful. Land sharks.
Yeah. Nick goes to the... Some of them began to look attractive after a while. That goes to 35. Never mind. What's the name of George Washington's home? Phyllis.
Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon is right. Phyllis back with a $10 lead. Name the republic whose capital is Helsinki. Nick.
Finland.
Finland is right. And Nick stays very close to Phyllis with another 5. What fairy little character in children's literature was told, don't go into Mr. McGregor's garden? Phyllis.
Peter Cottontail.
No, that's another one. Peter Rabbit. Peter Rabbit had the first person. Peter Cottontail goes down the bunny trail, but Mr. McGregor is Peter Rabbit. You lose five, and we have that tie. Nick and Phyllis both at 40. After their long journey aboard the Mayflower, the pilgrims supposedly stepped ashore on this rock. Come on.
Plymouth Rock.
That's the rock. Plymouth Rock it is, and Phyllis goes back into the lead. Yes. We said specifically supposed to have stepped on Plymouth Rock because I know our resident historian swears that they landed in Nebraska. We'll be right back. Good game, champion Phyllis in the lead at 45, Nick at 40, Randy at 28. We've got the $10 money card. We've added a $15 money card up there on the board. We're looking for a famous person, players. I was born more than 2,000 years ago. I was one of several women with my name, but I was the most famous. I wasn't particularly beautiful, but I was intelligent, witty, and ambitious. When I became queen, my 10-year-old brother ruled with me. Phyllis.
Cleopatra.
That's exactly who it is with limited information. Good job. Phyllis, you've got that pick of the board.
Two.
And behind number two, we have $5.
A money card. Looked like she was confident that she was going to find one. She finds a $5 money card. We add that to her score. She goes up to 50. The 10 and the 15 stay there. We'll add 25 later. Back with this. This frontiersman who died at the Alamo had a knife. Randy?
Davy Crockett.
No, had a knife named after him. Jim Bowie also died there at the Alamo. Quick buzzer costs you, Randy. You lose five. Sorry about that. This word means before in Latin, and poker players use it to describe the money they throw in before play. Randy.
Ante.
I didn't think you'd know a thing like that. You're right. Ante is what it is. Yes, Randy has another five. Back to 28. Name the musical group that battled the Blue Meanies in the Yellow Submarine. Randy.
Beatles.
Beatles is right. Two in a row for Randy. She makes it closer. But Phyllis, you are again in the lead. You have a $10 lead over Nick. Would you like this?
Phyllis, if you like the great outdoors, you'll love this great trip to Vancouver. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles for an 8-day trip to Vancouver, Canada's fabulous gateway to the Pacific. You'll tour the city by limo and have a chance to visit Victoria, too. This exquisite trip is normally priced at $2,000, but today on sale of the century tours for only $16.
Now, Phyllis, that is a $2,000 trip. Forget about the kids. You and your husband could get away. Vancouver's a beautiful place to visit. $2,000. I'm not going to sell it to you for $16. You want that trip? You can have it for $10. You would be in a tie with Nick, and you would have a great trip. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Hangs on to the $10 lead. We'll be right back. Champion in one of ours. She hangs on to the lead. $50 for Phyllis, $40 for Nick, $33 for Randy. Back with this. What biblical character killed 1,000 Philistines using nothing? Phyllis.
David.
No. Nothing but the jawbone of an ass. That was Samson. Samson. Maybe it was the same one that killed Cleopatra. There goes our historian again. No, you lose five. Phyllis, down to 45. On the globe, 0 degrees latitude is a special name. What is it? Nick.
Greenwich. Greenwich, England?
Mm-hmm. 0 degrees latitude, that is the equator, as Nick sinks slowly into the west. Come back and join us, Nick, you lose five.
All right.
Fans of the funnies rejoiced in 1984 when they opened their Sunday papers and to see Nick.
Doonesbury.
That's the return of Doonesbury it is, and Nick gets that $5 back. Close game. $25 money card up there on the board. We're looking for a famous thing. Keep that in mind. Famous thing. I rank among the world's greatest engineering achievements. I was built at a cost of about $380 million over a period of about 10 years. Thousands of laborers had to conquer such tropical diseases as malaria. And, Nick, take it a chance.
Panama Canal.
The chance pays off. That's what it is. Panama Canal. What number looks good, Nick?
Four, please.
And behind number four, we have $15.
$15 money card. Where were those other money cards?
Seven and the five.
Right up the middle was that 25, but Nick finds a $15 money card. We add that to his score. He is in the lead. We finish up a great game now with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Nick, you are in the lead at 55. Phyllis, the champion, trails by 10 at 45. Randy, not out of it at 33. Good luck to three nice people as we start the speed round now. According to a 1984 film sequel, in what year will we make contact? Nick.
2010.
Right. How many legs does a spider have? Randy.
Eight.
Right. Traditionally, what color is the flag of truce? Phyllis.
White.
Right. What musical instrument is known as a licorice stick? Nick.
Clarinet.
Right. What famous basketball team warms up to the song Sweet Georgia Brown? Phyllis.
Harlem Globetrotters.
Right. What island was supposedly purchased for $24 by Pete Nick?
Manhattan.
Right. Give me the pen name of novelist Samuel Clemens. Nick.
Mark Twain.
Right. According to General MacArthur, old soldiers never die. Nick.
They just fade away.
Right. What state is nicknamed the Bluegrass State? Phyllis.
Kentucky.
Right. Name the military decoration you receive for being wounded in action. Phyllis.
Purple Heart.
Right. Of what element are diamonds primarily composed? Phyllis.
Carbon.
Right. Who wrote The Pit and the Pendulum? Phyllis.
Poe.
Right. Name the lady who was King Arthur's wife. Nick.
Guinevere.
Right. How many seats are there on the time? Nick is the new champion. Wow. Back with Nick in just a moment. And if you were watching that scoreboard as I was, Phyllis had about three in a row. If she had gotten that last one, we would have had a tie. Instead, we have to say goodbye to a fine champion. And Phyllis, oh, I wish you had bought that trip now. I'd love for you and your husband to have that. Of course, you have the cash in front of you. Thank you so much. You're
a fine player,
and I hope you had a good time.
I did. Thank you.
And Randy, you did very well, Randy. With a one-day total, you've got the tires. You've got $738 in cash.
Thank you.
Not bad for one day. $1,238 in cash and prizes. Thank you. Nice to keep smiling. That's very nice. And our new champion, Nick Shoreham, is going back here shopping with me. Come on, Nick. Yes, if Phyllis had answered that last one, we would have had a tie. Great job. Congratulations.
Thank you very
Fine job. You defeated a very bright champion and another bright challenger. $85 in your bank. Say yes, Nick. You can go away with this.
Here's what you've been dreaming of. A luxurious queen-size bed in solid brass. Old world quality with modern grace. Furnished by Swan Brass Beds. Plus these beautiful bed accessories. A lovely cross tulip quilt with two patchwork pillows from the gazebo. All this normally priced at $3,805. Yours for only $85 on sale of the century.
And Nick, you have enough money for that. Just say yes and you can take all of this and leave. Or you can put your money in the bank, because that's always the thing. If you can get bigger and better things by building up your bank account. For instance, the next thing up the line is the computer system. Now, that's at $195, so you're a ways away from that. I want to intrigue you a little further. Get yourself up to $285. Not that far away for a good player like you. And you could have this.
Conjure up some home entertainment with this 45-inch rear projection color television. Gives you big screen TV viewing enjoyment in a one-piece cabinet. Plus, some of today's most advanced features in this convertible video cassette recorder. Furnished by Green & Roberts. Plus, a totally integrated audio system. Featuring computer memory and timer functions. Plus, remote terminal for listening anywhere in your home. Furnished by Beverly Stereo. And this package, normally priced at $6,774. Yours for only $285 on sale of the century.
Oh, that is very nice. All of that equipment is yours. I got the name wrong. In deference to your mother, it's Sorheim, right?
That's right.
Nick Sorheim.
Yeah,
that's right. My apologies to Mrs. Sorheim. I put an extra H in there. Well, Nick, up the line, you get the $610. You may enjoy driving away in this.
Get behind the wheel of this beautiful Mercedes-Benz 190D. Elegant yet practical, this sports sedan features automatic climate control, plus AM/FM stereo radio with cassette player and four speakers, furnished by Mercedes-Benz Hollywood. This fantastic car, normally priced at $28,843, yours for only $610 on sale of the century.
And if you get to $830, I'll give you everything we've got on this stage, plus this.
The cash jackpot of $56,000.
Up to $56,000 in total, $120,005. Does that interest you?
Oh, a little.
Just a little, okay. But right now your decision is going to be that brass bed and everything that goes with it, or put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you could win again, add more money, bigger and better prizes. You think about it for a moment, Nick, and we'll get your decision right after this. Back with our champion, Nick Sorheim, and it is now decision time. You won with $85. $85 is enough money for you to buy that brass bed and the quilt. Take them and leave, and we'll have three new challengers here on our next show. Or put your money in the bank. Try to add to it bigger and better prizes. Next thing up the line is a computer system. You'd need another $110 and the win for that. Are you going to take the bed and everything that goes with it? Or are you coming back?
Well, they say an apple a day, and it is an Apple computer, so an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yes.
I'll go for it.
Okay.
Let's keep going.
You're
going
to keep on going? Okay, all right. Nick's going to keep going. We're going to have another $1,000, $57,000 in that cash jackpot, and two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century.
Bye-bye.
That person was really tremendous.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.